Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Well, it's rodeo time in Texas. Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes with us to tell us more about what's happening.
Yeah, that's right, Tony. We're right in the middle of some of our nation's biggest rodeos and livestock shows in Texas. The Fort Worth Livestock Show and Rodeo just ended. San Antonio's underway as we speak. Austin starts up in a few weeks. And Houston, one of the largest in the country, also starts in early March. That's just to name a few of the larger venues across the state.
What makes these rodeos so popular here?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, Tony, but I'll give you just a couple of the more prominent ones. Rodeos are deeply rooted in Texas culture, spurring out of the cattle industry in the early American West. In fact, one of the earliest rodeos on record and the first to actually award prizes was in Pecos, Texas in 1883. Today, rodeo events take place statewide and range from local amateur competitions to the really big-time professional rodeo circuits. Second, they're a big economic boon to tourism, showcasing great family entertainment, food, and just a lot of fun. Rodeo is in fact, the official sport of Texas, and that says a lot about its popularity.
Now, you mentioned tourism. How do they help out there?
You know, rodeos are very popular with first-time visitors to Texas. They often arrive with two must-do items on their list of things to do. One is to get a pair of cowboy boots, and the other is to go see a rodeo. If you're visiting Texas, a rodeo is something you really need to experience. And if you live in Texas, you already know what a great experience it is.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.